It is time for Craft Beer on the Bay, and we're going to talk about what to me should be at least a state holiday, if not a Baltimore holiday. It is Max's Belgian Beer Festival and Wild Sour Ale Day on Monday. Jefferson, the craft beer guy, what's going on?
It is a big weekend, and you are even telling me people from all over the country come here. So this is a major event. Max's Tap House, if you've never been there, 737 South Broadway in Fells Point. At Belgian Beer Fest, that's today through Sunday, there will be over 200 Belgians on draft and over 200 different Belgian beers in bottles. I spoke with Bob Simcoe at Max's Tap House about this incredible event.
Casey Hart, the manager, goes to Belgium every year and actually meets with the distributors, meets with the brewers for our Belgian Beer Fest, which is a President's Day weekend. It's the biggest event that we put on. People start lining up about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning to get in, and the line wraps all the way around the block for 4 days. We put space heaters out and, coffee, and it's just become its own little entity. We tie in with a lot of the local hotels and businesses, and if someone mentions that they're coming in for the Max's Belgian Fest, they get a discount on their rate. So it not only helps the community, it helps the hotels, helps the whole area.
And while all of these are imported from Belgium, there is no doubt that these are all craft beers. There's a wide variety of flavor profiles in Belgian beer, and Max's Belgian Beer Fest is a great time to explore these different styles. Now, as Huber and I have worked together, we've had a lot of fun telling beer stories and talking about different beers that we've had. And Huber loves Belgians. So can you give us a recommendation from Max's list?
One I'm looking forward to trying this weekend for sure is Het Nest. Now, they are an absolute true craft brewery in every sense of the word. It was a bunch of guys who got together. They started a beer tasting club, which became a beer home brewing club, and then ends up with them winning awards for their beer. The brewery is called Het Nest. They're going to have 7 of their beers on tap at the Belgian Festival this weekend.
That's amazing. Then on Monday, it's Sour Wild Ale Day 2019, including some excellent American craft beers. Now, sour and wild ales are often thought of as being one style because each is often, but not always, sour. But they are absolutely different. Now, as much as Huber loves Belgians, he loves sours and wild ales even more. So, you're the guy we got to talk to. Give us a recommendation.
This is like my Super Bowl. This sour day at Max's is fantastic. And one that I'm looking forward to the most trying is the Rodenbach Alexander. It's 2/3 matured in oak casks for over 2 years. Then they add a third fresh beer in and then run it through a maceration of sour cherries. It's a very limited release. And Max's has it. And I'm so pumped to get my lips around that bottle this weekend.
And, I've always been a little bit reluctant to go into the sours, but this one I think I'm going to go for. So now I'm thirsty. You got to go. We all got to go to Max's Tap House. It's Belgian Beer Fest right now. And then on Monday, Sour Wild Ale Day. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the Liquor Pump, 8535 Old Harford Road in Parkville. Empty? Fill up at the pump.